This is the Mr. Nobody podcast. Choice. Part 3 of 3. So this is the time where I make a commitment, where I make a decision. Where I make a choice. Where I tell myself, where you kill yourself?
No. Where I tell myself.
What I'm going to do. The action. Or actions I'm gonna take. Nobody cares. And the feelings behind those actions. The reasons. Reasons and feelings. I recently read a quote. Do tell. Paraphrase. I'll approximate. I can't really remember the exact quote, but effectually it said, just because we feel passionate is not enough of a justification for forsaking our reason. That we have to take on difficult things, not just with our emotions, but with our mind. Of course, I was like, fuck, man, that negates most of my podcasting, as most of this is complaining through art. That's pretty much it, that even if you feel super strong about something, you're not justified in forsaking your reason. That we can't stand on firm ground by emotions alone. Being a baby, even if stuff really sucks, that we have to use reason. Use your brain, deliberation, your mind, the reasoning processes that hopefully you learned. That might prove that it's not personal. My experience tells me that it's both, with perhaps a 60 to 65% reason. Well, in your case, it's emotion. More emotion than reason. For myself, for you, I would want 90 to 98%. Reason. I have a firm double standard. You notice how we're so much less tolerant of others, of somebody else's emotional than ourselves. Conflagration. We give ourselves lots of slack. Their injustice. Our shitstorms have awnings. They have tarps over them. Free shitstorm. I have not only double, but perhaps triple standards. When something happens to me, I get to feel worse about it than I think others do. My son's death put my reason, in the toilet. I think on a basic level, grief is unreasonable. I had never been that angry about anything in my life. The anger that I felt poisoned my mind. It made me hate. I've never hated like that. I heard this psychologist say that sustained emotion, like sustained anger, rage, can only be kept up for a certain amount of time.
20 minutes.
The length of a coffee break. Or if you try to sustain emotions like hate, anger, and rage for days or weeks, it can become a pathology. Points to an illness, a mental crisis, or even an emotional disorder. Mental illness is what I felt I was going through. I hated, and I was angry. I gave myself an emotional disorder. You probably did. Grief is unreasonable. Try listening to impact statements from the families of murder victims. There aren't enough F words. An F word like forgiveness or flute. Rage out of refusing to accept the injustice.
Choice.
Overdose is a form of self-murder. I accepted that, I just didn't forgive him. My vibrant, athletic, intellectual, artistic, my beautiful son. He was fucking beautiful. My emotions were just going higher and higher. And I let them. Grief is unreasonable. You're gonna die. At least die for something good. I would wake up angry. I would go to sleep. Angry, disgusted, horrified, pissed off at him. How could you throw your fucking life away? You're gonna die. We had so much to do. Make it fucking count. So much good shit to do. Die for something good. Die for something good. Die for something good. Overdose is fucking bullshit. After a while, I added gasoline to that fire to make it hotter, more toxic.
It got stupid.
Because I didn't want to heal. I think that's what happens when overdose is the reason for the death of your most loved one, because accepting it meant some form of forgiving, of saying heroin is okay, just on a primal level. It fucking sucks, but I love you. I wish it wasn't this way, but I don't hate you. I hate the way he died.
I hate the way he died.
Do you hear that song? That's an Aboriginal song.
I hate the way he died.
When they used to call the boys from the village out into the outback to undergo an initiation to become men. 3-week-long initiation. It was taught to me many years ago by a friend when I was my son's age. Every day I feel a little guilt that I have had this long and rich life and that he threw his away before he really, really lived and became a man. And if you're doing drugs, you're fucking throwing your life away. Stupid fucking heroin. It's bullshit, man. I can still feel that anger. I can taste it. It's bitter.
It's bitter.
Grief is not reasonable. You can't reason your way around it. It's like an illness. Just a small aside, I'd like to encourage you to get off social media, especially Facebook, for obvious reasons. My son and many other dead drug experimenters died from ordering their drugs from social media. Well, drug dealers, who are murderers. I opened an account for this podcast, well, really to get my son's pictures off of his memorial Facebook page, because that's what's left of his life, some ashes in my bedroom and some pictures on this site and some memories in my heart. I better rip those pictures down. I remember those moments.
So I did.
To look at his face. To remember his face. And read his words.
His words.
And see his artwork.
His artwork.
And look at his fights.
His fights.
And his training.
His training.
And his schoolwork.
His schoolwork.
And his friends.
It was there.
There's pictures of him playing guitars.
That I gave him.
Guitars that I now have stored away where I can't see them.
I can never play them.
They're silenced. My son will never become a man. My son was a man, a young man, almost a man. I can't believe how many adolescents are fucking their lives by getting into drugs and violence and gangs. Teenagers did not exist as a group until quite recently. And once that happened, teenagers really became the avatars of culture. Today, the teenager is an advanced child, and it accelerated in the 40s, and then by the 50s, we have complete teenage culture, which became kind of the adult culture that we all still retain, that we emulate. Like, most adults are just advanced, if you call that advanced. Teenagers, they still carry the same, well, they harbor the same dreams they had as teens. First girl, first boy, girl, whatever. We mythologize our teen years. And some of that was fatal. My son. And we're neither adults nor children. It didn't used to be that way. When you were called to work at 13 or 14, to fight, to hunt, that was it. You were no longer a child. You were an adult. You were initiated from a child right to an adult. And I bet it's been this way forever. You could swing a sword or kill an animal or protect your family or farm. The past did not allow for leisure that included us what you were expected to do. Drugs, overdosing, and this advanced,
fucking right,
drawn out,
up
education
with
nurturing
bullshit
like drugs.
Infantilization
sucks.
Not just
of teens,
but also
of ourselves
as adults.
It's
not
cutting
edge or
cool.
It
goes on
and on.
It's
jive-ass
bullshit.
It's
fatal.
It's
escapism.
Why
die
that way?
At
the time
my
son died,
I saw
that he
was,
or
I thought
that
he
was,
truly
standing
on his
own 2 feet.
Whoa.
He
had jobs.
Truly
standing
on his
own
2 feet.
He was
doing
beautifully
in
school.
I thought
my son
was gonna
survive.
He
was rated
as an
MMA
fighter.
Nobody
who does
junk
survives.
Unbelievable
shit.
Truly
standing
on his
own 2 feet.
I looked
at his
artwork.
I was
like,
holy
fuck,
man.
This kid
could have
been
a lot
of different
things.
He
could have
been a
man.
A
multifaceted
diamond.
Truly
standing
on his
own 2 feet.
Drugs
make
you crawl
on
your belly,
but
not for
very
far
or
for very
long.
Truly
standing
on his
own
2 feet.
You'll
be
dead
soon,
because
you're
already
dying
if
you're
using.
I
always said
that
he
was
better than
me.
Better person.
He
was
magnificent.
I'm
still
having
a
hard time accepting
you
ended
this
way.
I
accept
his decision.
That's
the
only
thing
I
can
do
about
his
decision.
I don't
agree
with
it.
I accept
that
he
made
it.
I
don't
agree
with
anybody's
decision
to
destroy
themselves.
Throw
their
lives in
the
garbage.
I
think that's
a big
mistake
where
your
passions
have
squeezed
out
all reason.
Eclipsed
your
fucking
mind.
Maybe
I'm getting
to
something
here,
that
I'm most
surprised
that
my
son
joined
the
religion
of
escapism.
I
just didn't
think
that
was him.
That
he gave
up
his
mind,
his
reason.
Yeah,
that's
it.
I
can't
really
see
him
doing
that.
He
knew
what
heroin
really
was.
Maybe
junk
is that
good.
A
thoughtful
decision.
That
you
would
say,
fuck
my
life.
And
everybody
who
loves
me.
Every
dream
I
ever
had.
So
I'm
confused
a little,
because
I still
think
that
I have
100 years
to live.
That
I'm
young
like
my
son
and
have all
these
things
to
do.
In fact,
that
I'm
somehow
living
his
life
for him.
Like,
here
are
the
things
that
you
would
have done
and
tasted
and
found
out
and tried.
Things
you
were
afraid
to do.
But
you
did
anyway.
It's
very
uncomfortable
to love,
to
truly
love,
and
be
willing
to
live
the
depth
of that
vulnerability,
because
you know you're
going to
lose them.
I
can't
live
his
life.
I
used to
think
that
my
son
just
wanted
to
check
out
because
he just
didn't
want
to
go through
people
dying.
At
least
I felt
that
he
betrayed
that
mystery
that
life
is
by
checking
out
with
a fucking
needle.
Perhaps
I am
overthinking
this,
and
it
was
all
just
a big
accident.
It
fucking
sucks.
The
loss
is like
a
hole
that
everything,
there's
a hole
his shape.
just gets vacuumed into the universe in a long, powerful stream until it disappears into nothing. My son had a broken heart. Can I live with mine? I feel like I have to choose, like I have to decide. I mean, maybe I don't have to, but you can't, you know, just sleep in the fucking doorway. Imagine being on your deathbed and saying to yourself, God damn it, I wish I fucking fill in the blank, did X, and not just did, but became a person that you were proud of. It may not be comfortable, but I'm not going to regret my life. And I can't really live his. Do I come back to the world? Do I come back? Do I go forward? Out of the village of my private emotional childhood bitterness. Do I choose to become a man and reinitiate myself? That's something worth living for. This is crazy, but reinitiate myself. Rebirth myself as a man. Not a child. And take on that thing. Life. With all its dangers. With a broken heart. To live with a broken heart. What I do with that won't matter as much as choosing to do that. That's right. The subject of that decision is less important than the decision itself. To live with a broken heart. To allow my heart to be broken. Consoled. I forgot I said that word. By reality. To be consoled by reality. To be consoled, not by fantasy or wishful thinking. One thought that does console me is that I don't hate myself. One thought that does console me is that I still love him. Privately. I have to do so privately. Well, this isn't so private. Can I create a new person out of myself? Create something that wasn't there before. Art and music and story. A new person. I'm going to initiate myself as a new person. As a new person. As a new person. Doing that through my representations, my actions, my mind. What is a person anyway? Is it the body, the brain, the history of their actions? It's something that we all have. Yeah, I'm so sorry too. When somebody dies, we recognize it. We recognize something has left, has been returned. Rejoin the storm that they came from to begin with. And I stand in the world to say these things. There's no coming or going. There's just... there's just being. I don't want to hate him anymore. To become a new person. That we're all one family. To become a new person. I don't want to hate him anymore. I'm opposed to self-deception as a terrible form of injustice. It's fatal. Injustice? In any form, however, wherever, whenever it occurs, it fucking sucks. Fucking sucks. And we all have a responsibility to decrease its proliferation through our actions. If we are the authors of unjust actions and outcomes, living world. Reform ourselves. Injustice is also against the self. To challenge my faults. Overdose. Using drugs like heroin is an injustice. Make myself to the self. A new person. I don't know why you did what you did.
Yeah.
I never thought I could feel this much grief, this much love. One thought that does console me is that I love you, son, that I don't hate you. I don't know what else to say about that. Here's that song.
Sal culpa de litina, litina, we. Sal culpa de litina, litina wiwa. Waki 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 wawutwa. Wanta wanta wea, wanantua. Malwita la la wee.
nobody.